Mark, Stadium Bookmakers TV Trophy heats starting on Saturday. An intriguing mix with your pair, Garfinny Blaise, and his little sister, Ballymac Taylor. I suppose many people would be surprised that you've stepped Blaise up to the marathon distance. Was it a lack of options, or was it something you always fancied doing?
No, I think we had this in mind right from when we bought him, to be honest with you. He's always shaped as though an extended distance would be fine, even in the races at Central Park, which is was a stiff old gallop at 700 odd metres. He wasn't stopping at the drop anyway, this Oxford 8.47 wouldn't be the most gruelling of marathon trips. It's a fair marathon trip, but obviously when you see the likes of, say, 900 odd at Hove or 900 at Monmore, where it's been recently, and then obviously the Toaster trip of 900, they are proper gruelling marathons. I think this is a little bit more forgiving, the 8.47, and I don't see him having a problem staying that trip.
No, certainly when I look back at the video of him and Taylor in the Cesarovic, and he was actually still just in front. I mean, she was catching him, but didn't quite catch him all the way out to the pickup, did she?
No, that's right. Like, yeah, and she really does want further. You know, if anything, it's probably about right for Garfinny Blaise, but perhaps even still a little bit sharp for Taylor. She would get even further than this 8.47, that's for sure. Like, but the fact that she came out on and broke the track record a couple of weeks ago tells us when she does sort of get a nice run, then she's obviously flying at the finish, and that's hence where she's almost sprinting at the finish, and that's where the good times come from. Last week she got held up quite a bit from trap two. She couldn't seem to get past the trap one dog, over Smasher, and it took her seemed to take her an eternity to actually get past that. Who, as we know, over Smasher is a very good marathon runner anyway, sort of thing. So we go into this with a real live chance. It's great that it's filled with three good heats. All the main players are there. Bubbly Inferno, Bubbly Scorcher, Belmore Sally, great to see that one, and I'm sure that'll run really well. And then Savannah Heros is running really well, got great form, Sheffield at the moment, and then of course the interest of having Ballymac Katie, which is Taylor's and Garfinny Blaise's little sister, and Liam's making the trip over, you know, so that tells you itself that he wouldn't come over here if he didn't. If he was just making the numbers up, he probably thinks he has a good chance of winning. So it's could be got the makings of being a tremendous competition and hopefully a great final. Given a touch of luck and good fortune, hopefully both of us can make the final.
Yes, of course. Did Liam ever kind of give any indication of how he rated Katie against the other two? I mean, I know primarily in Ireland, Blaise was tended to be a slightly on the shorter side, whereas I think Katie he put over even extended trip, didn't he, in the Shelbourne Marathon. Was there ever any indication how he viewed the litter? Because let's face it, they were a fabulous litter.
It's a tremendous litter, and I think the whole litter all seem to have stamina in abundance. You know, Katie certainly got some great form in Ireland, and is either just as good, or we'll find out if it's better than our two now. You know, the litter sort of still fairly young for marathon. You know, they're September 21, so they've got plenty of time. You know, they should still be, shouldn't really be at their peak I always find marathon runners are at their peak around 3 years old, sort of thing, like three to three and a half, maybe even four sometimes. A lot of longevity, so it'd be interesting next 18 months, 2 years, to see you know, it wouldn't surprise me to see all these again in the next CV Trophy as well. So, it's just a great litter. We'd like to think we got the best two, but you don't know, do you? You know, we'll see.
No, I'm sure Liam would love to stitch you up, to be honest. the old thing about selling them on and keeping the best one, but that they are fabulous greyhounds, and I'm sure he's, as a breeder, he's probably following them just as close and with as much enjoyment as you are training them. The only thing I was going to ask, Blaze obviously trialled around Oxford. Were you there with Sid? How he took it?
Yeah, I was there last week, and yes, he trialled well. He's just suffered from a bit of, he missed a couple of races because they didn't feel we intended to run him at Hove a couple more times, which is a good, keep him ticking over, but they didn't feel we managed to squeeze a trial into him at Monmore, which is a great time. Probably looking at a 40.06 last week, you'd think that he's capable of going a bit quicker. I'm pretty certain that if I trialled him again, say this week, over that 6.50, he would knock sort of a good four to five lengths off of that time. So just a little bit short of work, and is fraction heavy. We need to sort of just trim him down a little bit to his race weight. You know, I think whatever he does in his heat, he's certain to come on the next week. And you know, if we was lucky enough to get him to the final, he's got a couple of dangers, so he's going to have to. Well, more, they're all dangers. I've never sort of just pick out a couple of dogs, but obviously Belmore Sally and probably Scorcher are decent enough in their own right. So he does need to come forward anyway. But I think if he, qualifies, he'd be one that should come on a bundle for the race.